This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people working in the coronavirus effort helping to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I found that story on Fox, and here's the headline. Explosive report. Barr asked prosecutors to explore charges for Seattle mayor over CHOP, according to the New York Times, and the U.S. attorney responded.
In the meantime, one of the federal prosecutors, Brian Moran, said he has had multiple conversations with inside the Department of Justice, and at no time did anybody there communicate to him or any of the other prosecutors that Jenny Durkin was or should be charged with any kind of federal crime.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the New York Times probably...
stretched it.
I mean, there could be charges, because, she did nothing to protect the civil rights of her residents during CHOP, and that means the businesses also. But when it also comes to federal sedition charges, federal sedition charges apply to two or more people who conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force U.S. government and carries out a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. So there is a standing here to do that, but where they necessarily go with this, we don't know. It may be just a shot across the bow, or this Moran may have not been included in some of the conversations. He may not, this particular U.S. prosecutor may have not been in the mix where others have. We don't know. But I would say right now the New York Times is probably exploiting, a potentially a interesting outcome or omission by the Department of Justice.
Now, we've got a couple of interesting things going on here. Yesterday, we found out $700 million had been steered away from the CDC to fund the Warp Speed vaccine program, which some people are saying is going to blow up in President Trump's face.
How would it blow up?
You'd have to ask them. I'm just looking at the comment.
Well, look, the money has to come from somewhere. And what the government has done is, in advance, we've already purchased the vaccine. For, you know, we have, you know, again, I don't know whether, you know, they're just kind of earmarking the money's coming out of the CDC or the FDA or what. But they've already purchased the vaccine. Now, we don't know what they paid for the vaccine, and we don't know what company they paid for this. I think what is happening is they have just said, we are taking X number of dollars, and that's how we're going to pay for 100 million doses or 300 million doses, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
And they may do it in a two-step process, but it's also going to be free. The U.S. government is not going to charge anybody to receive the vaccine.
Right. Now, Devin Nunes said that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were playing politics with the COVID stimulus relief, as Nancy has now said she may keep the House in session to hammer out a COVID deal and not let them go home to go politicking.
Well, she is keeping it. So they went back to Washington yesterday. So they're there. So where they go from here, we don't know.
Go ahead.
It's kind of annoying when they want to blame the Republicans on this. The reason being is that the Republicans are saying, we're not going to inject all these other, you know, items into a budget and into these monies and drive it up to $2 trillion or $3 trillion. We're going to stay focused, and this is what we're going to do. And some of that is already bipartisan.
Yep.
So Pelosi is the one that, you know, is got this whole thing in a logjam.
But the interim leader of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has said the Democrats must hold out for a better COVID-19 relief package.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
Well, she's the leader of the party.
Well, whatever.
You don't believe me? Just ask her. By the way, she said something yesterday about they were having a more powerful influence on Biden or something along that line. Yeah.
Pretty honest.
Wonderful. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great little articles that she writes. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of my conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you people know, if you've been listening to me for a while, that I've been taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they've been working quite nicely for me. Thank you very much. It's helped me lower my blood pressure to where I no longer have to take the blood pressure medication. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that. And also, it's helped me lose some weight because I'm not eating the candy bars and potato chips and all that stuff in the middle of the night like I used to, because I'd get the munchies and I'd want to grab something, so I'd be sitting here chuckling away or chunk crunching away here during the breaks, but not anymore. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. Go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and take a look at all the different wellness products they've got there. It's not just about the fruits and veggie capsules. They got a lot more stuff, too. And you can save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
I haven't heard a word out of Portland the last several nights, have you?
As far as riots?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I haven't, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. I think that things have calmed down substantially. Now, why would that be? Oh, it could be because between Black Lives Matter and Antifa, things are kind of falling apart for the Democrats, because the Democrats are wearing this like a scarlet letter.
Yep.
So I have a sense that, you know, there are some powers that be, and who, I don't know if it's the Democrat Party, I don't know, you know, if it's some lawyers, but I think, you know, the memo has probably gone out, and then the memo from there has gone to text messages telling, you know, these rioters back off.
Well, there was a poll, and again, you don't like polls, but I'm going to tell you, there was a poll yesterday that came out, and in the city, and in the cities where the rioters had been, 75% of the people were absolutely, positively mad as hell, weren't going to take it anymore, and they didn't want the rioting to go on.
Well, there is actually another poll that I just took a short look at, and it was, what is your approval or disapproval of Black Lives Matter? And that is down, I think, by 15%.
Yeah, I saw it.
So they've lost their, they're beginning to lose their seat at the table, let's put it that way.
Right. Now, the other thing is, this is unbelievable, but thousands, about 50,000 of them, North Carolina residents were incorrectly told by a lab called HealthSpace that they had tested positive for coronavirus. And then a day or so later, they got another letter back that, and text messages and whatnot that said, oh, my bad, we didn't, that was wrong, we didn't do it right. HealthSpace was the name of the company. So much for them, huh?
I don't know where you're getting the number 50,000.
I got it from the story itself.
Okay, because it says more than 6,700 individuals in Mecklenburg County were told in a text message that they tested positive, and 500 were told through a county email. So that's a far cry from 50,000.
Yeah, because it comes from Newsmax, so then again, they might have, who knows what they did.
Yeah. Now, it's once corrected, we were told that 6,727 text messages and 541 emails were sent to individuals who already were in their system. And Mecklenburg County put out some text or some tweets about it. One was said, a scam alert, public health does not send out COVID-19 test results via text message. And then hours later sent out one that's stating, due to a technical glitch in the software that has been addressed by the software provider, there was another one. Then there was yet another one that these texts were sent due to a technical glitch in the software that has been addressed. No personal information was shared or compromised. So it does mention HealthSpace. But it comes down to, I think, 6,700, just about 7,000, not 50,000.
Then we have this report that came out of both Iowa and North Carolina regarding mail-in ballots. Now, in North Carolina, they had a number of mail-in ballots that came in, and the signatures did not match the signature on file. So they were null and void. Now, Iowa, apparently, they had 50,000 ballots returned to voters because they had to have their absentee ballots. I'm sorry, not absentee. Their mail-in ballots needed to be witnessed for the signature, and they weren't.
I haven't read that particular story, but signatures on ballots for absentee ballots are required on the envelope.
Yep.
They're not required on the ballot itself.
Yep.
I should clarify. At least that's the way it is in Georgia and in the state of Florida. So,
right. Right.
I don't know about any of the others, but I wrote a story a couple days ago on soundnewscode.com, and I titled it "Obtain a Ballot Just by Taking a Photo of a Signature." Okay, and we have this woman by the name of Deborah Cleaver. Now, this one's a piece of work, but She founded she's the CEO and founder of Vote.org. And she was in a panel, she founded in 2017, by the way, but she was a panelist among several others, civic engagement type, you know, activist, Occupy type people at Harvard. And they were talking about how they created yet another organization called Vote America. And you can get a ballot anywhere. You can request a ballot just by taking your cell phone and taking a picture of a signature. I could be taking a picture of yours. Signature. I could be taking a picture of, you know, my next door neighbors and requesting a ballot. Now, Trump yesterday tried to explain. He's not very eloquent at any of this, but he did try and explain all the variations of how these mass mailings of ballots are going to erode the confidence in voting results, the procedures, and the outcome. And
right.
He's right. But he's not very eloquent at describing it all. But he's trying pretty hard to get the media to, you know, I mean, they're great at telling us, oh, if you don't wear a mask or blah, 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 blah. You know, that kind of panic. But they're not selling the kind of panic that needs to be out there when it comes to the confidence or lack of confidence in the voting system, systems across the country, in state by state.
Yep.
And he should, and they should. And if for nothing else, I invite you to kind of read this article about this on my site about this Deborah Cleaver woman. It's been an activist thing, you know, going back to really 2008, but it really got legs, in 2017. And it took them this time to reach out to these states, to their election commissions. And that's why we are where we are today with it all.
Now there's some fantastic news, and we'll wrap up with this coming out of California. The male deputy who was shot in the head was actually released from the hospital yesterday and allowed to go home. That is an amazing, amazing feat. And I do know that his partner is probably the one that saved his life.
Yes, but he was shot in the forehead and a couple times, I think, in the arm and chest.
Right.
But in the head, it did not pierce any part of the skull.
Thank God. But anyway, he's headed back to the house, and that's a good thing. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the mountaintop.
Yes, thank
you. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes at founderscode.com. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you what it is they do. So here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, two campuses that you can check out. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city of Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're across the bay over in Clearwater. Now, here's what you do. You go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and you take a look at the website. You see what they're all about. And then you give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and you ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be so impressed by what you see that you'll find out why I tell you it's the best opportunity a young man or young woman has, or even somebody that wants to change jobs in the middle of your life. You'll have the best opportunity to make the most money in the shortest period of time right there as an aviation maintenance tech. They are so good. And the hiring rate for the people that come out of their academies are in the 90 percentile ranges. So 9 out of 10 of you for sure are going to be able to have a job, and a good job, paying at least $60,000 a year to start for a 40-hour-a-week job. And the overtime is there if you want it. The overtime is there. 800-659-2080. Now, I'm going to start broadcast by telling you about a program for everybody that's in the hurricane area. If for some reason you get caught up in the mix and you can't get any help, or they start giving you the runaround and tell you you're not going to be able to get anything because of this, this, and this, then I'm going to give you a website that you can go to. Disasterassistance.gov. Disasterassistance.gov. And while you're there, you want to look at the National Emergency Fund. That's the National Emergency Fund. Now, that's the fund open to Legionnaires, American Legion members, and Sons of the American Legion members, where you can get up to $3,000 individually, or Legion Post can get up to $10,000 if you've incurred serious or significant damage to either your home or you've been displaced. It'll help you with your immediate needs, temporary housing, food, water, clothing, diapers, etc. Also, you can go to the Temporary Financial Assistance Program, Temporary Financial Assistance Program, and apply for a grant. Now, that you can find at www.legion.org, www.legion.org, if you're an American Legion member. And minor children, they can't be older than 17 or 20 if still enrolled in a high school or you're physically handicapped, can get up to $1,500 per minor child for each qualifying child of a veteran. These are all things to help you. Or here's another helpful resource for you. FloridaDisaster.org, if you're here in Florida, FloridaDisaster.org, or nationally, again, www.legion.org. Either way, your information will be in there to help you if you're an American Legion member. That's just something that I found, and I figured I'd pass it along to everybody tonight because not everybody knows that. Now, if the U.S. Air Force has built and flown a mysterious full-size prototype of its future fighter jet, we don't know about it yet, because the U.S. Air Force has secretly designed, built, and flown at least one prototype of its next-generation fighter jet, according to the service's top acquisition official. He confirmed that on September the 14th. Now, President Donald Trump declared the dawn of a new Middle East as he oversaw the signing of pacts between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. We'll see where that goes. Also, if you see someone driving around with a Medal of Honor license plate, that vehicle might not necessarily belong to the recipient of the military's highest honor for valor, because it seems that somebody stole Leroy Petrie's Medal of Honor license plate, which means somebody's going to have it on their vehicle somewhere along the line. Now, the coronavirus has caused a delay in researching alternatives to using cancer-linked chemicals in military firefighting foam, according to the director of the Defense Department Strategic Environment Research and Development Program. That's still in the mix as to what's going to be done there. And no personnel were injured when a helicopter with the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State made an emergency landing in northern Syria. No hostile fire brought it down either. Just had to make an emergency landing. That happens every now and then. And from uniforms to first sergeants, the Space Force is getting down to the basics because we've got about 9 months into existence. The Space Force is working on the nuts and bolts elements on how it will operate its own military service, setting up the first sergeants and setting up the uniforms that they're going to wear. Also, the U.S. Air Force Test Center plans to stand up more than 130,000 square feet of new simulation capability by the end of fiscal year 2023. They're hoping to improve tests for existing and future high-end assets, and we'll see what happens there. Also, the U.S. Air Force needs to buy two kinds of new fighter jets to be ready for a complex war against China or Russia. So says General Charles Brown, Chairman, Chief of Staff, U.S. Air Force. And AFRICOM sells Al-Shabaab is growing more emboldened in targeting U.S. troops. Now, Al-Shabaab is an Al-Qaeda offshoot based in Somalia, which is right next door to Yemen. And Yemen is where the Houthis are and where Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is. Now, Somalia is growing more emboldened in targeting U.S. troops, according to U.S. Africa Command's Director of Intelligence, Navy Rear Admiral Heidi Berg. Don't know what we're going to do about that. But no date has been set for the last remaining U.S. fighter squadron in Germany to move to Italy, according to U.S. Air Forces in Europe, the Air Forces Africa Commander General Jeffrey Harrigan. And the Navy's largest overseas base, which reduced its coronavirus risk on Monday by sending its children back to base schools on September the 28th. That's in Yokosuka in Japan. We'll see how that all works out. All righty, I hear the music in my ear. That means we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to get his thoughts and ideas on a couple of things here. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature, you can check out all the products they've got. They're a wellness company over at balanceofnature.com. And pay close attention to the fruits and veggie capsules that are there, because that's what I take. And I've been taking them for several months, and it's been working for me, I'll tell you what. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got an idea for you called Balance of Nature. Go to the website, balanceofnature.com, check out all the different stuff they got there, and then save yourself 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now they're going to ask you how you heard about them, and don't forget to tell them you heard about it on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak to a health coach, and don't forget, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
The big news headline in the business thing today is President Trump is unsure of the TikTok Oracle deal, while the ties to the Chinese firm remain.
Yeah, but again, there's been some push from senators. I think Marco Rubio has been behind this to some degree, wants greater control. by any American company. I think the key is the actual technology and the algorithm that's behind it. Matt, I wish it would all just go away. I don't understand the point behind many of these companies. Basically, the algorithm is, you want to look at it, look at it almost like a drug.
Uh-huh.
You really want it that way. It's the ability to get people addicted to their screen and engaged with their screen for an extended period of time. There's a movie I want to suggest, actually a documentary. I want to suggest to all of your listeners around the country. It's on Netflix. It's called The Social Dilemma.
Okay.
And this documentary it shows all the people that were behind all of these social media companies, and they get into depth about what they did, how they did it, and how it scares the living daylights out of them, what these social media companies have become and what they're doing. And it's kind of interesting, and all these people that used to work at these big companies that are now against all this social media, they won't let their kids near a screen. And that's just, it's just how creepy this entire thing is. So it's called The Social Dilemma. I recommend it to your listeners.
Okay. Now, the other thing that's got a lot of people concerned is $700 million was steered away from the CDC to fund the Warp Speed vaccine program. And, of course, what that's all about is getting a vaccine out there, which we're being told could be out as soon as the next 3 or 4 weeks.
We'll see. I mean, from your mouth to God's ears, I hope that they come up with something. And I think that, you know, even if they do, you're going to get criticism. Criticism based upon who's getting that actual vaccine. Hopefully it goes to people that are at risk first, and being able to identify those people that are at risk. The kids should be back at school. Kids are going to be fine. That's going to be okay. You got to be targeting some of the people that are older, that have various different comorbidities, and start in that way. I think that would be great. It'd be fantastic. I mean, 3 weeks would be super.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, we have hand sanitizer, which is in demand still today and whatnot. And there's a surge out there that's fueling the child labor fears because of two places where the hand sanitizer is coming from. Number one, of course, is China. And number two is Mexico.
China yesterday was actually, or the day before, actually Trump put out an order in regards to products coming from the certain areas of China based upon concentration camp labor with the Uyghurs, which I thought was great. It's about time that something was done about that. And, you know, he's not really getting any credit for that. Any sort of child labor, any sort of, labor that doesn't jive with what we believe in here in this country. I mean, I have no problem with our nation sticking tariffs on and not allowing that stuff to get into the country. If that's how we're going to have to force these countries to get up to speed, we're going to have to do that.
By the way, the World Health Organization has been heard from again. They say the return to the pre-virus life that we enjoyed is not likely until 2022.
Okay. I mean, everybody's throwing, you know, various different ideas out there and how things are going to be. I take a look at the numbers here in the United States. We seem to be doing pretty well right now, and things seem to be getting better. And like I said, God willing, they come up with a vaccine. The treatments have gotten quite frankly, outstanding how they've been able to treat this in the hospitals. I wouldn't put dates on that. I think we got to return to normal much, much faster. It was good to see the Big Ten decided that they're going to play football. I don't know if the Big 12 now.
Pac-12
may follow suit. I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing is that we talked a little bit about China. Here's something else about China that's just popped up. The DOJ has indicted Chinese hackers for break-ins at 100 U.S. companies.
Oh, again, that's part of that. That's what they do. I mean, that's how they get a lot of their technology, for crying out loud, is through theft. That's how that stuff works. So, you know, corporate espionage is the name of the game for them. So, yeah, I mean, I have no problem going after them. You know what, maybe we should be practicing the same thing, but, you know, what type of technology do they have to steal?
By the way, do you ever have a Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese?
I'm not a fast food guy. I love burgers, but I kind of make them myself.
Well, rapper Travis Scott, who has got a meal called the Travis Scott Meal at McDonald's, has created a shortage now of quarter pounders because just days after the food chain launched this promotional campaign with the rapper Travis Scott, the Travis Scott Meal has got no burger to go with it.
It's good for McDonald's, I guess. I mean, their business is booming over there. So, you know, good for them. But I'm sure McDonald's will figure out to get that supply chain stuff going.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you probably heard about Delta Airlines. They became the recipient. They borrowed money, the largest airline debt deal ever, $9 billion to keep them on up in the friendly skies.
Well, listen, you know, they're gonna keep talking about, you know, handing money to these airlines. I mean, how long are we going to do this for? Until you get these people back on board planes and get these flights back up and people feeling comfortable, it's almost like throwing good money after bad to some degree.
Yeah, well, of course, borrowing money is a little different than getting it from the government, so I guess that's a good thing. By the way, J.P. Morgan is talking about the fact that $200 billion may flow out of the stocks this quarter. What are you hearing about that?
Oh, I you know, it might have a lot of money is flowing in. I mean, you're taking a look at the profit taking maybe coming towards the end of the year. Who knows? You know, I think that in certain areas of the markets, it may have gotten out a little bit ahead of itself. I mean, you know, you have an election where, let's say Joe Biden wins and the Democrats sweep. I mean, you're going to have a real difficult time. Markets are going to be in for a real difficult time. We've been basically doing a lot with our clients in regards to owning stocks that pay dividends, companies that pay you to own them, compounding safe yields over time. Preparing for this.
By the way, foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries has now risen to $7.087 trillion. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What's 7.7? You broke up there, Matt.
Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to buy them. I mean, and again, you know, we look at our debt, it's actually still paying a rate of return where much of the debt from around the globe is not. So it's kind of fascinating if you think about it.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there in the North Country.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, check him out, see all the different things going on. When we come back, you'll hear from Raw. On Edwards, don't go anywhere. He's coming right around the corner.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.